This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is The Jerry Callahan Show.
Now, if you've listened to me at all in the last, 25 years, you know I'm not a space guy. You know, I'm not into NASA and rocket launches. I don't even like space movies, usually. I'm not a big Star Trek guy or Star Wars guy or even, you know, E.T., generally don't get into space. Just not my thing. But I did sit here this morning, March, whatever it is.
14th.
March 14th, Thursday morning, and watch a rocket launch from Texas. The SpaceX rocket that took off and it successfully left the atmosphere. This is the biggest rocket that has ever been launched into space. 5,000 tons, and it stands 40 stories high, and it took off. It's called Starship. Not a very original name there, Elon, but it's a SpaceX rocket. SpaceX is Elon Musk's company. Every time I see this, I marvel at this guy. I mean, obviously, he has advanced electric cars, which is why the left used to love him, and then he bought X, and the left hates him, because he will not censor people. He lets people speak freely. He's the greatest champion for free speech since the founding fathers. That's no lie. Without Musk buying X, there's so much we would not know. We wouldn't know any of the scandals involving the transgender cult. We wouldn't know, we wouldn't even be able to read the Babylon Bee. Tucker Carlson would be banned. There would be no free speech platform. Obviously, Facebook and Instagram, they still censor. Obviously, TikTok, and we'll get to TikTok, would still do their thing. But X is the place to go for free speech. X is a free speech platform, the only one. This amazing man, this genius, this innovator, this pioneer, he's not content to just, you know, restore free speech or advance electric cars. He wants to go to Mars, and he does, and he's a man of action. As you can see, we're watching the launch, which was successful. By the way, I watched it on CNN, and the anchors, the announcers, the analysts, they were so disappointed. They wanted this thing to explode. The media loves it when Elon Musk fails. They love it when they can frame the story as another failure for Elon Musk. Bad news for CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times. It worked. This massive 5,000-ton spaceship is now in outer space doing what it does. This is a private company. They hate that. They want the government to do everything, including explore space. They want the taxpayers to pay for everything. And Musk is just public enemy number one. And yesterday, if you missed this, there was just this glorious exchange. I will tell you, I'll start from the beginning. Don Lemon, who's a buffoon and a clown, was fired by CNN for being incompetent, for failing miserably. He got a million chances, never could get any ratings, so they dumped him. It's what they do. Even CNN. By the way, nobody has gotten ratings. Caitlin Collins, who's now the 9 o'clock anchor, that would be Don Lemon's old spot. Her ratings are in the toilet. She's on life support. They're going to blow that show up soon too. But anyway, so Don Lemon, like everybody else, is trying to redefine himself, rediscover himself. And he announced a few weeks ago that he has a show on X. It'll be on X, that he had a deal with X, and he will do his thing on Twitter. And he is not smart enough to do this. He can't do it. He's incapable, unlike Tucker Carlson and so many others. He needs, you know, a team of writers, teleprompter. He needs to just stick with the formula. And that's not what how it works on X. You have to have a brain. You have to have some creativity. And his first idea when he made this deal, allegedly with X, was to sit down with Elon Musk. And he thought he could do the CNN thing. He thought he could sit there and talk to Musk like he's an adversary. He thought he could be confrontational and pin Musk down. What's he going to ask about? What else? Moderation. Why aren't you censoring people? How are you allowing all this hate speech on Twitter, which is, again, a canard? There's no inordinate amount of hate speech on Twitter. There's free speech. Is there crazy people, hateful people? Of course. That's what happens when you open it up and you have a town square. You have a platform that encourages competing points of view. So Musk sits down as a favor to his newest guy on Twitter, and he thinks, I'll show that we can do both sides here. We have Tucker Carlson, we have Alex Jones, we also have Don Lemon. Of course, Musk is tired of this. He's been through this before. We saw a few months ago when he sat down with a BBC guy, I believe, and the guy immediately said, there's so much hate speech, there's so much anti-Semitism. And he said, give me an example. And the guy had nothing. It was beautiful. He put him in his place. He walked away. So instead of Lemon sitting down and talking about actual free speech and him letting people say what they want on his platform, Lemon goes to the CNN playbook and says, why are you allowing all this? There's mass shooters who are on Twitter. And it doesn't go well for little Donnie. This is his first day on X and his last day on X because Musk wasn't having any of it. If you haven't seen this already, it is glorious. Let's watch.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to
Democrats?
I don't
have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
What does Lemon do after this? He goes on CNN, the place that fired him a few months ago to complain about hate speech on X. It feels like Lemon is caught up in, like, he thinks it's 2022. That he can put Musk on there, get him on the defensive, and get him to say, oh, sure, we're sorry that we have people espousing the Great Replacement Theory, which is just laughable. If you haven't been following, the Great Replacement Theory is that the Democrats are bringing in a new electorate. They're bringing in new voters to replace old voters who aren't voting for them. It's obvious. We've seen it for the last 3 years. We have 9 million, 10 million, 12 million new people. And the goal is to get them to vote in maybe not 2024, but certainly 2028, 2032. They imported new Democrats. That's what they did. We see in real time every day. There are montages out there of Democrats admitting this. They're celebrating. They've changed the demographics. That was the goal. They're doing it. Thanks to Joe Biden, it's obvious and everyone knows it. And he thinks it's a conspiracy theory. And it was, allegedly, a few years ago. It's not anymore. It's what's happening in the country. Everybody knows it. This moron thinks he can pin down Musk to confess that there's conspiracy theories on X. Well, you know what? There is. It's a free speech platform. It's open debate, open dialogue. Lemon goes on the place that fired him to complain. He loses this platform. Musk dumps him, says we're done because he owns it and he doesn't need him. And Lemon thought he could do this and Musk would say, sure, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry we put Alex Jones back on the platform and the Babylon Bee and anyone else who wants to speak freely. But I want you to listen to Lemon on CNN. Do we have that other cut, Ironhead, where he talks about it's not a town square. It's not a public square where people can speak freely because there's no moderation. He complains that there's no censorship, and that's what makes it not a free speech platform. That's how stupid this man is. This is Darwinism on a social media platform. This guy can't do it. This is why this is so glorious. He doesn't understand that this place that he was allegedly going to start doing a show is a place where you're allowed to speak freely. People are allowed to debate. People are allowed to refute your conspiracy theories. But he's not bright enough. And he certainly can't sit down and challenge a brilliant man like Musk. Well, he certainly can't anymore. By the way, Musk dropped the show. There's no more Don Lemon show on X. But Don Lemon is still on X. He could still post. He could still rip Musk. He could still rip conspiracy theorists who think Democrats are importing new voters. Do we have the cut where he explains this to the CNN woman, Ironhead?
Yep, this is it.
No, I think this is important for people to hear, especially considering how the type of discourse that we're having in the country right now. And he supposedly says this is a public square for all. Maybe we're learning that a public square should not be privately owned by someone who doesn't think that there should be any moderation on that platform. So it was interesting because at the end,
did you hear that? First of all, public square should not be privately owned. So he wants the government to own X, the government to own Twitter. He says it's not a public square because there's no moderation. This, to me, just illuminates how vital Musk is to this country, to free speech in this country. This moron who was conditioned, who was raised and taught in a network newsroom, in a far-left CNN network newsroom. Boy, this can't be free speech. He's letting people speak freely. Why isn't he moderating people I don't like? That means censoring. Why isn't he stopping people who say things that make me feel icky? I don't like when Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson says things that make me feel bad. Why won't he stop them? I think Don Lemon's is insignificant. He's a moron. He's failed. I mean, I don't know where he goes next, but there'll always be a place for him. You know, you can't cancel good liberals. They'll find a place. He'll make money. He'll have a job. But think of what he represents. He said, you know, I need a place. I need a place with lots of, you know, opportunity, lots of followers, lots of viewers. I'll go to X. And then as soon as he's there, he complains that there's no censorship. It was an amazing thing to watch. Musk is just, he's so smart. He's so tough. He's willing to take the slings and arrows for free speech. I don't think he's making money off X yet. I don't think he'll ever make money off X, but it's important. And it's important because of this, because people like this, not that long ago, were on CNN and they were censoring and they were moderating people they disagree with. He can't do that anymore, and it drives him nuts. So he goes to the platform, the network, that just fired him to say, Musk is a meanie. Musk won't stop people I disagree with from speaking. Well, I'm pretty sure you could put your show on Facebook, right? Couldn't you put it on Instagram? And you know, then he can be happy because the owner Zuckerberg is still censoring. The owner, Zuckerberg, will still attempt to interfere with an election, which is, I'm sure, what Don Lemon wants. But he's failed one day at X, and he's failed, and that's a good thing. That's why you have to support Elon Musk. We'll get to the TikTok ban because it's important. And I know where the likes of Don Lemon come down, which is why I'm having trouble with it. There's so many conflicting points of view on the TikTok ban, but I'm going to tell you where I come down on it. We'll get to that. And big news out of, I guess, the NFL, out of the presidential race, RFK is going to choose his running mate. And he floated one name, big famous name, Aaron Rodgers. And I think it's the greatest troll job ever. People are losing their minds that because RFK suggested that Aaron Rodgers might be his running mate. I'm hoping it's not going to happen. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard, but he's just trolling. He's looking for attention. And I'll tell you why CNN is attacking him, why the media, everybody left wing is attacking Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, has been around for a long time. He's now become public enemy because he might hurt Biden. That's it. That's all. We'll get to that. And the TikTok ban. We got to get to this. This is important. It's big. It's happening. And I'm going to tell you where I come down on it. We'll get to all that and more. But first.
Excuse me.
Factor's delicious, easy-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have 35 different options a week to choose from keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality two-minute meals that are ready to eat whenever you are. Factor meals have snacks, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and others. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. We just finished our first Factor order, and we ordered more. They're that good. Head to factormeals.com/Jerry50. That's G-E-R-R-Y 5-0. And use code Jerry50 to get 50% off. That's code Jerry50 at factormeals.com/Jerry50. All right, RFK Jr., we haven't talked about him much lately. I was wrong. Let me just say that I was wrong. When he entered the race, when he first got some traction, I thought he would hurt Trump more than Biden. I thought the idea of a third choice, of an alternate, of a guy they could choose instead of Trump or Biden, I thought that would hurt Trump for three reasons. The three biggest issues in this campaign, RFK agrees with Trump. The wall, the border, and the war in Ukraine, and censorship, which we just talked about. RFK is against censorship, obviously. He's one of the most censored guys in the country. He's against an open border, and he's against the war in Ukraine. So if you're a Democrat and you are not all in on foreign wars and sending billions to Zelensky, if you're against the open border, I mean, there has to be some Democrats that are against allowing Haitian cannibal gangs to come to our country, allowing MS-13 and drug cartels to control our border. There has to be some sane Democrats. And RFK presented an alternative for them, a lifelong Democrat, a Kennedy. So I thought people would, I don't want to say flock to RFK, but to take a good look at him. And I thought Trump, the one reason people don't want to vote for Trump, it's not the policies. Obviously, they agree with the policies. Obviously, most people agree that we should close the border, that we should just not send a blank check to Ukraine. It's his personality. They don't like his personality. They don't like things he says. They don't like, as Robert De Niro said, the way he makes me feel. He doesn't make me feel good. So I thought, hey, I'll take a look at RFK. Well, they are. And it's hurting Biden big time. You don't hear this. You don't see this much. There's a total blackout. He says MSNBC and CNN will not put him on. A third party candidate, a Kennedy, who is getting real traction, and they won't even give him a platform. They won't even interview him. They won't even give him a tough interview. They just ignore him and hope he'll go away. And the Biden administration, what do? He has requested Secret Service protection. In my opinion, he needs it. You know, his father was assassinated. His uncle was assassinated, in case you forgot. He presents a threat to Biden. The real violent people, the Antifa's out there, the Black Lives Matter, the people that are going to react if Trump wins violently, they hate RFK because he hurts Biden. And yet Biden will not give him Secret Service protection. Biden's grandchildren have Secret Service protection, but not RFK Jr. That is despicable. That should be covered, but it's not. This is a poll from about 6 weeks ago. There's a few polls like this, but it got no coverage. I tweeted about it, but it wasn't really discussed much. This is was in The Hill, left-wing outfit. They say President Trump beats Joe Biden with independent candidate RFK Jr. on a hypothetical 2020 poll. Now, Trump's beating Biden in all the polls, but check this out. A Harvard-Harris poll. Harvard. Trump leading Biden by 7 points in a one-on-one matchup. 48-41. You know what RFK's getting in this? 18%. He's getting almost 1 in 5 are choosing RFK Jr. When they add Jill Stein and Cornel West, it's even bigger. Trump's lead grows to 11 points. So the goal now is to eliminate, and he's not going to be on all the ballots. He's fighting. He's on a few, but not enough, is to eliminate anything that will hurt Joe Biden. They want to eliminate RFK Jr. So they're going to, they're torn because they don't want to put him on the air. They don't want to talk about him unless they can demonize him. And we've heard from RFK Jr. I'm reading his book right now, The Real Anthony Fauci. It's amazing. He's brilliant. And the book is devastating. We're going to get to it another day because I'm not done. It's a hard read, but it makes the case that Fauci is just a criminal. I mean, Fauci has caused the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans. We're going to get to it. But this poll is devastating. This is Ross Perot. Ross Perot is the reason we got Bill Clinton. Ross Perot got 19%. RFK Jr. in this poll is getting 18%. And he's destroying any hopes they had of 4 more years of Joe Biden. What does that mean? He must be stopped. So as soon as RFK Jr. yesterday floats the idea that he might pick Aaron Rodgers as his VP, he's going to announce March 26th in Oakland, which is not far from Aaron Rodgers' hometown. Not sure why Oakland. California's not really in play. Anyway, he floats the idea. He mentions Jesse Ventura too, which is stupid. I don't think it's going to be either of those guys. I'll explain why, but he floats the idea of RFK Jr. and immediately CNN comes out with a story. I mean, minutes later that Aaron Rodgers is a crazy conspiracy theorist who bought into Alex Jones's craziest conspiracy theory, the dumbest, just the most offensive, that Sandy Hook was an inside job, that the 20 children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School were actors. Obviously, that's just insane. That's stupid. Nobody believes it, not even Alex Jones. Alex Jones obviously lost the lawsuit. He owes the parents like $1 billion. I'm not sure he's ever going to pay it, but they made him pay. Fine. I don't care about that. But according to CNN, Aaron Rodgers bought into that crazy theory. They run this story yesterday. Do you know who their main source of the story is? A CNN reporter who said she talked to him at the Kentucky Derby in 2013. Okay, that's 14 years ago. I mean, 11 years ago. 11 years ago, Aaron Rodgers told a CNN reporter that he believed this crazy conspiracy theory. You see any flaw here? Aaron Rodgers is a four-time NFL MVP. He's one of the most prominent athletes in the world. He's been controversial. He's obviously been outspoken, anti-vax guy. I mean, it's just he goes on Joe Rogan for 3 hours at a time. He's smart as hell. He is, at least as, you know, NFL players go. He's well-read. If you ever listen to him in long form, he's you know, he's got some theories. He believes in some conspiracies, but he's not dumb. So he tells a reporter in 2013 he believes this theory. She waits till yesterday to report it. Yesterday, 11 years later. Why? Because they think a potential RFK Aaron Rodgers ticket would hurt their guy. That's it. That's all. Jake Tapper was giddy yesterday because he had this story and his reporter was the source. Does Rodgers believe this? I don't know. I heard his last Rogan interview. He didn't mention it. Does he still believe it? Probably not. I mean, it's just insane, the whole theory. But he talked to her in 2013. She reports it yesterday because of this potential ticket that would hurt their guy. Let's listen to the way Jake Tapper reported it yesterday. Go ahead.
In 2013, when CNN's Pamela Brown was covering the Kentucky Derby, she was introduced to Rodgers. Hearing that she was a journalist at CNN, Rodgers began attacking the news media for, quote, covering up important stories. Rodgers then brought up the Sandy Hook shooting and said the news media was intentionally ignoring that the shooting wasn't real, that it was a government inside job. I remind you, the shooting, of course, was very real, very tragic. 20 children and 6 adults were murdered that day. When Pamela Brown asked Aaron Rodgers for evidence of what he was talking about, Rodgers then began sharing various theories that have been disproven numerous times by evidence. Rodgers falsely claimed to Pamela Brown that there were men in black in the woods by the school, and he asked if she thought that was odd. Brown says that she found the entire encounter disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Disturbing, obviously nuts, but Jake, excuse me, Jake, you're a CNN guy 11 years ago. Where's the story been? I mean, the guy's been to the Super Bowl. The guy's been prominent. He's switched teams. I mean, he's been in the news, and they wait till today to report that he espoused this theory. These people are despicable. By the way, if you want to disqualify someone for believing in crazy conspiracy theories, can we start with Jake Tapper and Pamela Brown and everybody on CNN? I mean, we don't have time to list the conspiracy theories that this guy, this Democrat operative with a press pass, has advanced. I mean, there's a man who reported on the Russia collusion hoax for 2 years, nightly. It's a guy who believed, you know, that Nicholas Sandman shoved the Vietnam vet, that there were bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, that Trump said veterans were suckers and losers. Every conspiracy theory. Hell, there's a guy who believed that the vaccine would stop the spread of COVID. He's advancing conspiracy theories every night. If we're going to eliminate, disqualify someone from doing from being on the air because they buy into crazy conspiracy theories, I think we should start with fake Jake and Pamela Brown. These people are despicable. They truly are. Now, Rogers with JFK, it got a lot of play. Obviously, it bled over into sports radio. All the, you know, New York hosts were ranting and raving. They don't like A-Rod for the same reason that CNN doesn't like him. You know, guys like, Shannon Sharp, they wanted him arrested because he wouldn't get vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers was right. They were wrong. Not on Sandy Hook, but on the vaccine. Rodgers was right. They were wrong. Anyway, he's a friend. He's a fan of RFK. I told you this months ago. RFK is going to get some endorsements that matter. He's not going to win, but that's not the point. They have to stop him because he might help Trump win. So Rodgers is, and I think people like Joe Rogan, people like, you know, Bill Maher, people like Elon Musk, they might end up supporting RFK in some form, and that hurts Biden. So they must be stopped, and they can't be stopped because of X, because of Musk. They can't be stopped. Now, the idea is stupid. Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback for the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers is guaranteed $38 million in 2024. Why would he accept this position to be the running mate of RFK? He can support him. He can endorse him. He can wear a hat, a t-shirt, whatever. And by the way, that takes balls. With the way the media treats you, if you hurt their guy, that takes guts. We saw what happened with Brady. Brady had a red hat in his locker, which Robert Kraft gave him, put in his locker, and things were never the same. Believe me, I used to talk to him about Trump. He liked Trump. They were friends. They played golf. As soon as he had the hat and he was asked about it, everything changed. People turned on him. You know, all the clowns at Deadspin, many people at ESPN turned on him. His wife, his mother, they weren't happy. And Brady said, that's it. I'm never talking politics again. I'm not going to talk Trump, period. And he kind of became a boring interview after that. Believe me, I know. I was there. Rodgers, he doesn't care. That's what's great about him. He doesn't care. He has his thoughts. He has his opinions. And he's not going to be affected by the clowns on ESPN who are trying to get Joe Biden reelected. He's not going to be the VP. He can't be. He has a job. The VP for Biden, I mean, for RFK, it's got to be someone with nothing else to do because he's going to be, I guess, on the campaign trail. He's going to do interviews, but he can't play quarterback in the NFL at the same time. And everyone jokes, oh, the Jets will be eliminated by January 2025. And they will, probably. But Rodgers can't tell the Jets, sorry, change my mind. I'm going to campaign for a couple months with this guy. And then what? And then what? You're done? So obviously it's stupid. He's not going to be the choice. He might appear with RFK. He might endorse him. He might help. And that'll piss off the media big time. But he's not going to be the choice. I don't know. I hope it's not Jesse Ventura. I mean, maybe Tulsi Gabbard, if she wants to. There's lots of other choices. There's lots of people, some we don't know. And we'll find out on March 26th. But it's not going to be Rodgers. This is just him, them trolling. It gets a lot of attention for RFK, which is what he needs, which is what the mainstream media is trying to deny him. Which is good. I understand why he floats the name, but he's not going to choose him. That's just crazy, crazy talk. I'm looking forward to seeing Rodgers just trolling the hell out of the media in August, September, when they ask about this. He's ready for it. He can handle it. I've heard him. He can talk about what RFK represents, why he's picking, why he's choosing him, voting for him, and he can tell you all about, you know, the failures of the Biden administration, which they will hate. They won't like it. So I'm looking forward to him being involved, for him being a surrogate, but he's not going to be VP. He's not going to be the VP choice. And RFK Jr., the numbers, I looked at all these polls. That's a big one, 18%. He's getting at least 10 in all these polls. I'm looking at one, two. Here's a Suffolk University poll, March 11th. Kennedy, 12%. Here's a Harris poll, March 10th. Kennedy, 15%. The G-Squared Public Service poll, Kennedy, 13%. Fox News, Kennedy, 13. Harris Forbes, Kennedy, 14. That's more than enough to ruin Biden's hopes. Every one of those polls that I just told you, Trump's lead is big. It's 5, 6, 8, 10. I was wrong. RFK helps. Trump hurts Biden. So RFK must be destroyed. If he helped Biden hurt Trump, he'd be on with Rachel Maddow every night.
Yep.
That's the game they're playing. They must destroy him. And good luck, because RFK is a tireless. He's a tough guy. And he's in it for the next 8 months. He's going to be out there speaking, talking, maybe have a few TV commercials. He's going to be an issue, and they don't know what to do about it. They're hoping he'll just go away. He's not. Bad news for Biden. RFK is involved. People are taking a good look at him, and he's hurting Joe Biden, which is a wonderful thing. All right, we're going to get to this TikTok ban and much more. But first, history, economics, the great works of literature, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution. Did you study these things in school? Maybe not. And if you did, like me, you probably didn't pay attention, and you wish you did. That's why I'm so excited that Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses in the most important and enduring subject. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories in the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses, all available for free. You heard me right. That's free. I personally recommend you sign up for Constitution 101, the meaning and history of the U.S. Constitution. In this 12-lecture course, you'll explore the design and purpose of the Constitution, the challenges it faced during the Civil War, and how it has been undermined for more than a century by progressivism and liberalism. Wow, talk about a relevant course. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/Jerry to enroll. There's no cost, and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/Jerry to register.
Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
I know which side of a big issue I come down on by who supports it and who's against it. That's an easy way. If you don't want to, you don't do too much homework, if you don't want to do a deep dive, you just look, who supports this? Joe Biden, I'm against it. This one's a tough one. The TikTok ban they voted on yesterday in the House, and it was overwhelmingly supported. 352-65 bipartisan bill to ban TikTok in the United States. I understand TikTok is poison. TikTok's a surveillance app for the Chinese Communist Party. TikTok has ruined young minds. Leading up to the vote, there was a campaign to call Congress for people to call their congresspeople. And a number of young people called and said if they ban TikTok, they will kill themselves. I mean, doesn't that sound like a good reason to ban TikTok?
Pretty good.
If you ban it, I'll kill myself. But they voted overwhelmingly and bipartisanly. And all day I'm watching and I'm reading and trying to figure out, you know, where I come down on this. Because initially you say, yeah, ban it. Screw them. We don't need it. It's Chinese. It's bad. It's bad for kids. It's bad for, politics. It's bad for the country. But as usual, you got to look at the fine print. Here's what's changed in the last 3, 4, 5 years is we've learned just how corrupt the federal government is. We've learned just how corrupt the security state is. The CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, these are institutions once trusted that can no longer be trusted. They have meddled, interfered in the last 3 elections, and they will do it again. So you look at this bill, and I see some of the great proponents, fighters for free speech, Thomas Massey, Rand Paul, they're dead set against it. I mean, Mike Lee, they say, you know, look at the details. So I do. I end up reading about it for hours. And it's, there's one thing, one point here where I just said, I can't do this. I can't support this. This is a Trojan horse, as Thomas Massey said. And it's because it gives the president more power. As soon as you hear that in this day and age, you say, wait a second, gives the president more power? We can't do that. We can't give that. And I know hopefully there'll be a new president in 9, 10 months. I don't care. This is bad news. It gives the president not only the power over apps, but websites. If the president determines that a website is controlled by a foreign adversary, then he can take it down. Who would trust Joe Biden with that kind of power? Joe Biden could determine that, True Social is controlled by a foreign adversary. Could he just say the Russians control Donald Trump and True Social? Let's take it down. What about X? I mean, Elon Musk, he's a foreigner. He's an African-American. He's an American citizen, but they will say Elon Musk is controlled by a foreign adversary, and down it comes. Here's the wording. It says, the term foreign adversary controlled application means a website, desktop app, mobile app, or augmented or immersive technology application that is operated directly or indirectly by a foreign adversary. So if True Social or X is controlled indirectly by a foreign app, by a foreign adversary, they can take it down. I'm sorry, TikTok is bad, but giving this kind of power to Joe Biden, and it expressly says the president can do this, giving this kind of power to the president who has been abusing his power for 3 years, that should shoot off red flags everywhere. Now, I'm struggling because initially I look and I see who's in favor of the ban. Hakeem Jeffries, Nancy Pelosi, Jamie Raskin, Dan Goldman, Joe Biden. And who's against it? Ayanna Pressley. So I'm on the same side as Ayanna Pressley. I don't like this, obviously. Ayanna Pressley, her logic is that it will encourage more anti-Asian sentiment. What? Anti-Asian. Of course, she looks at it the way she looks at everything. It's racist. It's racist. It's not racist. We're talking about the Chinese Communist Party. The solution, obviously, is for TikTok to sell to an American company. And Steven Mnuchin, the former head of the Treasury Secretary, said today he's putting together a group. Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, said he's interested in buying TikTok. Good. You can have an American buy it. Might still be, spying on Americans. But that to me sounds like the solution. Get an American company to buy it, force the Chinese to sell it. They will fight it. They will kick and scream because it's been a very effective tool for them. But keep in mind, TikTok that we see in America is not available in China. No American social media app, Twitter, Facebook, is available in China. Here's where the other reason I hesitate is we do nothing about China buying farmland. We do nothing about China buying land around military bases. We do nothing when China sends a virus to this country and kills a million people. We do nothing when they float a spy balloon all the way across the country. You can't trust the people who are pushing this. The same people who don't care that China's buying all our farmland and sending spy balloons are saying China must be stopped. It just should make you cynical, suspicious. It doesn't feel like it's on the level. When Nancy Pelosi is, by the way, get her cut. She went to the House floor. She's gone. She's like Biden. She's like McConnell. She's 100 years old, and she's just feeble-minded. And she does the tic-tac-toe thing. Tic-tac-toe, win for everyone. If Nancy Pelosi likes it, it can't be a good thing, period. Nancy Pelosi came out in support of banning TikTok. I don't buy it. I don't think this is on the level. I don't think this is legit. I hope an American company buys it. But if not, I think we have to go back to the drawing board. Maybe the Senate will change the bill. But you can't tell me these people's hearts, their motives are pure. Their hearts are in the right place. They're not. Ironhead and I talked about this before the show. I gave him my long-winded explanation. He said, I'm against bans.
Yep. You know,
Ironhead, that's not a bad take. Bans that are pushed by people like this should make everybody pause and be a little more skeptical. Go ahead, play it.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
That is the former Speaker of the House, one of the most powerful Democrats in the country, making the case for banning an app with 170 million users. TikTok, TikTok, tic-tac-toe, a winner. That's not good enough. It's just not good enough. And anything that threatens Twitter, X, is a bad thing. They are doing this with an intent to do more. To do more censoring, to do more moderation. Consider this, they've done it before. They know Biden's on the ropes. They're desperate and they are ruthless and they are unethical. There's no way that this thing is all about, only about TikTok. No way. Beware. Beware beware anything where Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are pushing it and on the same side, it can't be good. You want to debate it some more, discuss it some more, go back to the drawing board, come up with another bill, sure. But anything that threatens free speech in this country 8 months before an election, I feel bad intent here, bad intentions. But we'll see. It passed overwhelmingly. We'll see what the Senate does. Hopefully, people like Rand Paul and Mike Lee stand up, speak out, and stop this. But we shall see. I'm not even on TikTok. Are you on TikTok, Ironhead?
I'm not on TikTok, no.
I mean, we see so much of it because it gets reposted on Twitter and everywhere else.
I've downloaded it like a couple times, and it's maybe one of the more confusing apps I've ever seen. I don't get how it works.
Really? Well, yeah. Maybe I should. Maybe I should check it out. It's obviously got a lot of influence. It's an influence that obviously Biden banned it on federal employees' phones and computers and then uses it. He uses it and he knows it matters. He has a bunch of TikTok influencers. There's a lot of people in there against Israel and supporting Hamas. There's a lot going on here. And it just feels too quick, too hurried, and too simple. Let's just get rid of it. And, we won't be coming after anyone else. It's just about TikTok. I don't know.
If Musk brings back Vine, it could do a dent in the TikTok fandom, I think.
Yeah. Musk is always innovating. People reach out to him on Twitter and say, bring back Vine. And he responds immediately. He said, we're looking at it, you know? Mm-hmm. He is the most dangerous man in America.
Yeah.
Because he told Don Lemon he's not taking sides. He's not going to donate to either candidate. He said, are you leaning one way or the other? And Musk said, against Biden. That's all he said. Mm-hmm. He knows Biden's a threat. He knows immigration's out of control. He doesn't want censorship. He's against Biden. He won't say, you know, I'm a Trump guy or an RFK guy, but he's definitely against Biden, which is what all smart people, which is what all good Americans are at this point. But we will leave it there for today. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thank you, Ironhead. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
But I'm going to go to bed.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can help by clicking the sponsor links in the show notes and take advantage of some great discounts available only to our listeners.